Chapter 1. So you want to be a successful contractor. Maybe you're not a construction contractor yet, but you think you'd like to be. That's admirable. It shows energy, initiative, and hope of self-determination. All very good qualities. You want to get out of the daily grind of working for other people and, instead, direct a successful company and put the profits in your pocket. Maybe you've been a construction contractor for years. You have your own business, but struggle to show a profit and often feel like your business is running you. The daily grind of working for other people has been replaced by the daily grind of dealing with employees, making sales, running jobs, handling the paperwork, paying the bills, and more. Or maybe you own and operate a successful, profitable construction company and are looking for ideas to improve what you already have. Whether you're a residential or commercial contractor, a general or a specialty contractor, your business needs are generally the same. You have to sell, build, and collect payment on profitable jobs. You can sell all the jobs available in your area, remodeling or new home, residential or commercial. But if you don't get paid enough to cover all your expenses and make a profit, when the jobs are completed, your efforts are wasted. How to ensure to make that profit is what this book is all about. When this book was first published in 1998, its goal was to fill a void in the construction industry by explaining how to properly price your jobs, how to ensure your price was sufficient to pay all your job costs, all your overhead expenses, and provide a reasonable profit that would allow you to stay in business through the bad times as well as the good times. Shortly after the book was published, a local supplier asked if I'd be willing to teach a class to their clients based on the book. They marketed the class by adding in a single slip of paper with their next monthly billing statement announcing the class. The bills were mailed out on Friday. And by the following Tuesday, over 300 contractors had signed up for the class. Since then, I've taught hundreds of classes through associations, suppliers, and our business construction programs and results, Incorporated, which offers coaching, consulting, business management training in the construction industry. The book, as published in 1998, is still applicable because the basic fundamentals of how to price a construction job and how to manage your business profitably haven't changed. But this revised edition will also address many of the questions I've been asked and many of the situations I've seen in the 14 years between editions working with fellow contractors. So it's fair to say that the goal, the proper phrase would be the mission statement, of this book is to explain in plain and simple terms exactly what it takes to survive and thrive in the construction industry. Many, many construction-related business owners know their trade inside and out, but they've never been taught how to run a business. We'll cover how to price your jobs, that's the markup side, and how to successfully avoid the day-to-day pitfalls that you face with your business and still finish each year with money in the bank, and that's the profit side. I've gathered the information, problems, and solutions used in this book from people in the same industry that you're in. As a contractor, I made about every mistake anyone can make in this business, and several of them more than once. Unlike many of the so-called industry experts who are quick to tell you how to run your business, you will find that the help offered here is both practical and timely. It works in today's business world. Way back in 1988, I had the opportunity to talk with the late Dave Sauer, the former owner and CEO of Qualified Remodeler magazine. During our conversation, he said, "The American public today is getting the biggest bargain in history when they contract with most contractors to have work done on their homes. Contractors simply don't charge enough for what they do." Those words are just as true today as they were then. And contrary to what many people think, this applies to commercial construction as well as residential construction and remodeling.